amen, of the United Pentecostal Church, amen, to come and minister, amen, the word of God to us this afternoon. Let's welcome him in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. I think we should give the Brother Anthony, the coordinators and the pastoral team a hand for their excellent timekeeping of this service. Amen. They put me on time. Now I've got to finish on time. Amen. So, you know, the barbecue is waiting and we really want to indeed, you know, have a good time of fellowship. And let me just say this. I'm very excited about what God is doing in this church, you know, and I am deeply challenged. I won't be preaching on that today, but I'm deeply challenged in the area that we must really seek to maximize all that God is doing in our lives, you know, and I was just so happy that we were able to start the service where we left off from last Sunday. Amen. We're in that wonderful atmosphere of praise and worship. So the leaflets that have been handed out, amen, for the LiveWire youth, I really want everybody to be involved with this. I'll share a little bit in my sermon about it, but we really want to just move forward united and anointed as one. And so I'm asking all the young people, I saw Brother Philibert taking one. I said, give me half a dozen. And they looked at me strange. I said, yeah, I want six. Amen. One is not enough. We need a handful of these leaflets. And let me say this. I'd like to say to not just the young people, but all the older saints as well, please take a handful of these. And let's see if you, the general law of the harvest, if you sow bountifully, you would reap bountifully. You know, so what you really need to do is just maybe take if every one of you would take 10 and invite 10, and the possibility you'll bring one to the youth crusade. But if you'll invite 20, possibility you'll bring two. Invite 30, you'll bring three. You know, and so I want us just to see if we can really pack this place out right from the onset of the first night. Amen. 1 Samuel chapter 10, verse 1 through to 6. Amen. I'm still trying to work on a title for this message. So maybe by the time we get to the end of it, we'll have a title. Amen. Thankful for the pastoral team and their prayer indeed and their support. Amen, as we prayerfully seek God to move up to the next level. 1 Samuel 10, verse 1 through to 6. Then Samuel took a veil of oil and poured it upon his head, that is the head of Saul. And he kissed him and he said, is it not because the Lord hath anointed thee to be captain over his inheritance? When thou art departed from me today, thou shalt find two men by Rachel's sepulchre in the border of Benjamin, Zilzah, and they will say unto thee, the houses which thou wentest to seek are found, and lo, thy father have left the care of the houses, and saw it for you, saying, what shall I do for my son? Verse 3. Then shalt thou go forward from thence, and thou shalt come to the plain of Tabor. And there shall meet thee three men going up to God to Bethel, one carrying three kids, and another carrying three loaves of bread, and another carrying a bottle of wine. And they will salute thee, and give thee two loaves of bread, which thou shalt receive off their hands. And I'd like to take my text from the next two verses. And that thou shalt come to the hill of God, where is the garrison of the Philistines? And it shall come to pass, when thou art come thither to the city, that thou shalt meet a company of prophets coming down from the high place with a psaltery, a tabret, a pipe, and a harp before them, and they shall prophesy. Verse 6, and the Spirit of the Lord will come upon thee, and thou shalt prophesy with them, and shall be turned into another man. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we seek your anointing. We seek the unction of your Holy Spirit upon myself and also, Lord, upon the congregation, upon everyone that is present in this place. Oh, I pray that even as your Spirit fell upon Saul and he became another man, so we ask of you today, Lord, that your Spirit will fall in this place and rest upon each and every one. Let souls be filled with the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Lives be changed. Individuals to be renewed. The yoke to be broken. In the name of Jesus, I pray this. Amen. Why don't you give the Lord a hand clap of praise before you take your seats? Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Thank you. I would also like to make reference to 1 Peter 2 and verse 5 and 9. Peter, writing to the church, said that we are a lively stone built up to be a spiritual house and holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. The text that I have just read to you, I'd like to draw your attention to verse 5. Because many of us, we are familiar of the Old Testament. That in the Old Testament, we have five major prophets, books that are called major prophets. And we also have 12 books that are referred to as the minor prophets. They're not necessarily minor in ministry or in their prophetic utterance, but because of the volume of those books, like Obadiah's got one chapter, Isaiah has 66 chapters. That's why Isaiah is referred to as a major, Obadiah as a minor. But nevertheless, the context of the message are of equal importance. And so we are familiar with individuals that are prophets, amen, of the Old Testament. Moses was also referred to as a prophet of God. Eli was a prophet. And in the text that we have read there, Samuel, the prophet, is the one who anoints Saul. But what I'd like to do is draw your attention to something that is not found very often in the scriptures. If you were to go to the Psalms, there are many references there that are made to King David, who is a king, yes, and he's a psalmist, but he also prophesies. And in the Psalms, there's the ministry of singing, there's the ministry of music. But here we are in the book of 1 Samuel. Amen. The beginning of the history of the nation of Israel and Judah. And we read that after Saul is anointed, Samuel said to him, there's going to be some unique things are going to happen. You're going to have some unique encounters. And one significantly is that you're going to meet the prophets that will be coming down from the hill. And uniquely that the prophets, yes, sometimes they are armed with scriptures and scrolls and with writing. But if you look at the context of this message, the prophets are coming down from the high places with musical instruments. They're coming down from the high place, which is the place of sacrifice. They're coming down with a psaltery, a tabret, a pipe, and a harp. And we read as they come before them that they shall prophesy. Now, what I'd like is to equip the ministry with some instruments. Sister Maxine? The instruments that the prophets were coming down with, a sorcery, it was a leather bottle, something like a bagpipe, and some would have said it was would have some string instruments on it. A tabret, a type of drum or a type of cymbals. Lima, you'd be better off on the drums, where there are some real cymbals. I think Terry and Noel, you'd be better off on the keyboard for this sermon. And then we read they had a pipe. Now, we try to get a trumpet and a saxophone. We've got the saxophonist. Let's see if we can hear what the saxophone sounds like. The pipe, it was a type of a flute. It was a type of a clarinet. The prophets came down from the high places with instruments. We read that some of them came down with harps. Amen. A string instrument. But a Josemar, you got to get by a guitar. I don't know if those guitars are in tune. I'm a left-hander. Amen. David, yeah, amen. Come. David, you take the bass. Amen. And so we read that the prophets, amen, are coming down from the place of sacrifice with instruments. Let's hear all the instruments sound together. My Bible tells me that when these prophets came down from the high places, that they were playing their instruments. And then they prophesied and said, thus saith the Lord. Before times they would utter the words of the Lord. But this time their utterance was accompanied with musical instrument. And we read that as they play these instruments and as they prophesy, that the Spirit of the Lord fell upon Saul. And he became another man. As I move on, I want to give credence and authority and instructions. Amen. To the prophets here on the platform. That if at any time in my sermon I mention a musical instrument or a praise, that you do what the prophets were doing. Amen. In scripture, we have the blowing of the trumpet. In scripture, it signifies the voice of God. It signifies the call to God. It signifies the timing of God. And so we read that the prophets, that they were, when they blew the trumpet, they were to give a certain and a sure sound. Leviticus 25 and verse 9. Then shall they cause the trumpet of the Jubilee to sound on the 10th day of the 7th month. And ye shall make the trumpet sound throughout all your land. The Jubilee signified the 50th year. It was a year of blessing. It was a year of release. 7 Sabbaths would have passed. 7 times 70 equals 49. But when it came to the 50th year, all debts were written off. Anything you owed, it was written off. And you were released from your debts. You were released from any bondages. And to signify that it was a Jubilee year, a trumpet was sound. We hear trumpets are used throughout the scripture. Literally, they are used in the camp, in the nation of Israel. But when we go to the book of Revelation, we read that John was in the Spirit on the Lord's Day. And he saw angelic beings in the heavenly realms blowing trumpets unto the Lord. I believe that in the spirit world, amen, for Life Tabernacle, there is the sound of the trumpet signifying a jubilee. We are in our 41st year, and you may wait for another 9 years before you reach 50. But I believe that God Almighty is willing and is wanting to release us from all of our debts and move us into prosperity and into blessing such as never before. I hear the sound of the trumpet of Jubilee. In Joshua 6 and verse 5, it shall come to pass when they shall make a long blast with the ram's horn. When you hear the sound of the trumpet, all of the people shall shout with a great shout. And the walls of the city shall fall flat, and the people shall ascend, every man straight before him. I prophesy, it's time for us, amen, to shout unto Lord with the voice of victory, with the voice of triumph. It's time for us to rise up and ascend. Hallelujah. Makorabaya. Sister Nikki, help me. My voice is not as strong as it used to be. It broke down severely. But I believe that something just happened in the spirit world. Someone in the congregation, amen, has felt a wall in their life has just come crumbling down. Listen to me. What you're feeling right now in the congregation, you think, man, I'm beginning to get a bit emotional. I feel like I want to cry. Feel like I want to run. Feel like I want to jump. Let me tell you what's happening. As we shout and praise the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord is descending upon His people. Nehemiah 4 and verse 20. In what place, therefore, you hear the sound of the trumpet? Resort ye thither unto us, for our God shall fight for you. La Rabakosh. La Ramash. I declare, amen, that in response to some of you that have come into this place facing some huge battles, not sure where the victory is going to come from, that we have heard a sound of the trumpet today. God is saying, be still and see the salvation of God. God will fight for you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So the psalmist says, praise Him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise Him with the psaltery and harp. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. I would do much better if I could get a little more volume through the monitors. And so we read that when the prophets play their instruments and they prophesy, there was a move of God. That the Spirit of God descended upon Saul, who up to that time has never been to the school of the prophets. Neither Brother John was he taught, you know, in the ministry. He wasn't taught in the ministry. But lo and behold, when the Spirit of the Lord descended upon him, he was there amongst the prophets, and he began to prophesy. What does it mean to prophesy? Let's not get confused with the office and the authoritative office of the prophets, where someone is called of God to foretell the foretelling of events, the time of its appearance, the place of its operation, what would precede and subsequences are circumstances. God spoke to the prophet Jeremiah and said, the words that I have given to you, when you speak this word, they will pull down nation. And when you speak, it will build up nation. And so that is given. But also, we believe, by many Bible scholars believe, that in the context of scripture, Paul was just amongst those prophets. But when the Spirit of the Lord came upon him, yes, he did not become an authoritative prophet in the likes of Jeremiah. And nevertheless, he prophesied. And here it goes on to signify someone that is acquainted and in touch with Almighty God, capable of teaching others the things of God, becoming an individual of prayer who has great influence with God, one that is connected with God in worship, and through worship that he is able to intercede on the behalf of others. So God's Spirit is able to fall upon this congregation and move upon us and among us. Though you are not here, part of the ministry team, God can take you and raise you up and cause you to prophesy, speak into the life of individuals, pray and intercede for God on their behalf. Yes, we know that God's anointing is upon those that are called into the ministry. But note this, when the Spirit of the Lord fell upon Saul, he became another man. When the anointing, the Spirit of God fell upon him, he became a better man. Because of the anointing and the Spirit of God, he became a greater man. He became a better person, a more dynamic individual, because of the Spirit of God that fell upon him. I tell you what we need in the pulpit: individuals that are anointed and they are dynamic for God. Let me tell you what we need in the congregation: individuals that move out of their normal self and become empowered by the Spirit and the anointing of God, and you become dynamic for God. When the Spirit of God fall upon you, it will bring a change. When the Spirit of God moves, darkness must give way to light. When the Spirit of God moves, confusion has got to give way to order. For God is not the author of confusion. And I declare that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Amen. I hear the sound of a trumpet in the house of God today. When the Spirit of God falls upon one, the weak become bold. Halabashanda. And the weak become strong. What happened to Paul, to Saul? He experienced a conversion under the anointing and under the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God will bring a conversion. 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 17. If any man be in Christ, anyone be in Christ, lo, they become a new person. All things pass away. Behold, all things, they are become new. I want you to take note that they came down from the high places, signifying that they had to go up. Psalms 91 and verse 1 says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I hear a sound of a trumpet saying, let's go up to the high place. For in the high place we are under the shadow of the Almighty. Amen. When we're in the high place, thou shalt not be afraid by the terror by night, neither for the arrow that flyeth day by day. The devil will try to fire his fiery darts of temptation with you. But if you have ascended to the high place of God, amen, thou shalt not be afraid. In the high place, 1,000 shall fall at thy side, 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. What that is promising is the blessings of God. What that is promising is divine protection from God. What that is promising is that when curses are sent towards you, they will not reach you, they will not control you, they will not harm you. Lambarabakayamaya. When you're in the high places, Psalms 91 and verse 15, you shall call upon the Lord at the high place, and God said, I will answer you. When you ascend up to the high place, he said, I will be with you in trouble. He said, when you ascend up to the high places, he said, I will deliver you, and I will honor you. The high places. Before the Israelite entered into the promised land, it was occupied, amen, by the Canaanites, occupied by the Philistines. And as custom as it was, such was the custom in those days, that whenever they would carry out any religious ceremony, they will find a high place. And in that high place, they would build an altar, and then they would offer their sacrifices. Before the children of Israel entered into the promised land, the high places were used for witchcraft. Before they entered in, the high places were used for idolatry. Before Israel conquered the promised land and entered in, the high places were used for the worship of Baal and Ashtoreth, the female version. And lesbianism and homosexuality was openly practiced around those high places. Children's sacrifices were made in those high places. But when Israel conquered the land, God said, put out from among us all the false gods, and they converted the high places into altars of worship to the one true and almighty God. We are living in a day and ages where I believe that the altar, the high places of God that has been erected, society is making a very loud sound and saying, let's revert the high places back to what they once were. Places of idolatry and worship and all type of obnoxious, lascivious behavior, which are an abomination to Almighty God. Church, I believe that there's a sound of a trumpet that is sounding today. And the sound of the trumpet is saying, let's get back to holiness. The sound of the trumpet is saying, let's get back to right living, separation from the world, and holiness unto God. I try to get away from this. I try to get away from this verse. But verse 5, it says, thou shalt come to the hill of God. Where is the high places? And he says, where is the garrison of the Philistines? And I thought to myself, what are the Philistines doing in the high places, which represents the place where the prophets went up to worship God and offer sacrifices? What are the Philistines, the garrison of the Philistines, doing in the place where worship and true praise should be given to Jehovah God? Here is what I suppose. I suppose what the Philistine garrison, they were keeping a watch over the land. Israel was going through a transitional period. The temple had not yet been built. And so they had at that temporary high place until the house of the Lord was built. But I believe they were in close proximity with their enemies. And I believe that as long as they didn't come to fight, and as long as they didn't come to trouble and disturb the garrison of the Philistine, just allow them to do their worship. Allow them to play their instruments. Allow them to make their sacrifice. But lo and behold, they didn't have exclusive domination of the high places. I believe that sometime even in the church, where should dwell the high place of God, there are sometimes garrison of Philistine. They're saying, okay, do your worship, but let us keep our practice of idolatry. Let's continue to offer our sacrifice. And very soon in the history of Israel, God had to condemn the nation to judgment because of spiritual idolatry. I hear a trumpet being sound. Let the prophet of God send out a sure sound. Holiness unto the Lord. Consecration to Almighty God. The high places. We know that in the Old Testament, there are three types of anointing, and I'm quickly hastening on. There was the anointing of the priest, the anointing of the king, and there was the anointing of the prophet. Jesus, we know, was anointed with this threefold anointing. Luke 4 in verse 18, he says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captive and the recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. That is the threefold anointed ministry of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the head of his church. We are the body of Christ. And if the head be anointed, then the body is empowered. Jesus was anointed with that threefold anointing. And the church of God, the church of Christ, his body is empowered with that threefold anointing. And so we see scripturally, everyone in the body of Christ is royalty, kingship. Everyone in the body of Christ is a priest, a royal priesthood. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people. Hallelujah. Amen. Here we are talking about kingship anointing. Here we are talking about the anointing of the prophet. We are talking about the anointing of the priest. Why? That ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. Everyone's a prophet. Now, I trust you buy the DVD after this. So let me talk to those of you that will be watching the DVD. The ministry of the fivefold is not to create a dream team that lives the dream or live a dream life. But the ministry of the fivefold is to equip the body of Christ to be the team that fulfills the dream, fulfill the vision of God. Thank God for the ministry, But our responsibility is to equip, strengthen, amen, equip the body of Christ so that you become the team that fulfill the dream, fulfill the vision of Christ. You are a prophet. You are a priest. You are a king with divine authority. Let me qualify scripturally. In Acts chapter 2, verse 17, Peter reminds everyone that was listening. God said, "It shall come to pass in the last days, saith the Lord, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Young men shall dream, shall see visions. And your whole men shall dream dreams." I believe that Philip, later referred to as Philip the Evangelist, heard the words of Peter. And he said, "You know what? I claim it in Jesus' name." Hallelujah. We don't do too much name it and claim it, because we don't want to wear the phrase. But every now and then, when the word of God goes forth and there is a witness in the spirit, just like Saul, amen, the spirit of God descended upon you and God give you inspiration, God give you motivation. Don't sit down there and keep still, but rise up and blow your trumpet. Philip say, "I'm blowing my trumpet. I claim that prophecy in Jesus' name. I claim it for my life. I claim it for my family. I claim it for my sons. I claim it for my daughter. In the name of Jesus, I claim it for Life Tabernacle. God's word be accomplished. God's word be fulfilled." God's word is powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder, amen, of the flesh, soul and spirit, and it's the discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. I felt a witness in my spirit that as God's word is going forth, it is discerning. God knows every thought that you are thinking. God's word has come to you today, the saying that is a spirit, is anointing, will fall upon you. You will leave here as another person, a better person, an empowered person, a changed person. Oh, Baraba, I claim it. I receive it in Jesus' name. I'll tell you why I believe Stephen was the one who claimed it. For we read later on that he was the same man that had four daughters, virgins, which did prophesy. I hear the trumpet saying, "Virgins, holiness and righteousness unto the Lord." I feel I need to blow a trumpet today. Amen to the church. We are not to see how close to the world we can walk. We are not to walk as close to the world and act like the world, behave like the world, juke and jive like the world, and say, "Well, let me see how close I can get, you know, to the world and still stay saved." But holiness unto the Lord said, we are a sanctified, holy, called out, separated individuals. We are called to go up to the high places. They prophesy. Let me try and bring this down. And so everyone's a prophet. Yes, the prophet is to make a certain sound. But we read in the word of God that ye as lively stones are built up as a spiritual house in the body of Christ. We are an holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. So at the beginning of this service, the ministry team at the instruments and they prophesy. But when the Spirit of God moved and the Spirit of God descended upon Saul, he became another man. And he rose up and he prophesied. Labako Shatalamaya. Larabako Shatalamaya. Everyone's a prophet. Everyone can intercede on behalf of souls. Everyone a priest unto God. Every one of you have authority. Let me say this. If you've been baptized in the name of Jesus, then the scripture let us know God hath highly exalted him, given him a name that is above every other name, that at the name of Jesus. I thank God for the fivefold ministry, but I believe that threefold anointing upon Christ's head means that his body has been empowered, and I believe that we have authority in Christ. Last week I said to the church that not just positive thinking but positive confession. Yes, say in the name of Jesus, get thee behind me, Satan. In the name of Jesus, I command every foul spirit to leave. Labako Shandamaya. La Rabako Shandaramaya. Shandaya la Ramaya Ramaya. Amen. I want to blow a trumpet today. Step up to your ministry and calling in Christ. Rise up to your ministry and calling in Christ. Don't compromise your position in Christ. Don't compromise your walk with God. Amen. I'm calling everyone to the high place today. The high place is this altar. I'm sounding a trumpet firstly to say, let's go up to the high places, and there let's consecrate our hearts, our minds, our bodies, our soul. Halabashanda Ramaya. Amen. Let's reconsecrate our lives to God. If your altar in the high places have been torn down and you have allowed the garrison of Philistines to stand there, you've allowed worldliness and complacency to creep into your life and into your walk with God, and because everybody else is doing it, you think it's all right. Not so, saith the Lord. But there is a high place to be built up. Let us come before our God to consecrate ourselves unto him. Landa rabaka shanda rabaya. Hey la 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 maya ramaya. Let's come before the Lord with sanctified sorcery, sanctified timbre, sanctified tongue, sanctified words, holiness unto the Lord. Oh rabaka shanda. Hey, la, 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 Ramaya. God's spirit is falling in this place. Your name again. I won't give you all the details, but last week, Sunday night, the anointing of God fell upon Georgie. And on Tuesday, I heard a testimony that he was delivered and he was set free from things that held his life in bondage. You're looking at another man today. You're looking at another person. You're looking at a better person. You're looking at a greater person, a more dynamic individual for God. Amen. Lift your hands to the Lord, George. Amen. Lift your hands to the Lord. Amen. Amen. That anointing that God. Amen. You understand English enough? Okay. Somebody come and prophesy in French. Sister Philbert, you came. You didn't realize that you were going to prophesy today, did you? The anointing of God be upon you. And God has brought you through many things and has delivered and set you free. Note the purpose of God. That I will raise you up, my son. Say not that I am young in age. For I, the Lord your God, I am able to do great things with you, as my servant. Say not to thyself that I am poor. For I, the Lord your God, I am rich and I will provide. Say not that I have not the knowledge. For I, the Lord your God, I will give you words to speak. As you consecrate and dedicate your life to me, so I will call you to lead a life of separation from the world. For I have chosen you, and you are mine, saith the Lord. Praise the name of Jesus. Amen. Let's all lift up our voice in consecration to God. Let's lift up our voices unto God. Let's recommit our lives to Almighty God. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I believe that the spirit of prophecy is going to fall on this congregation now. Amen. I want the pastoral team to help me begin just to move around the congregation. Amen. Let me just give some directions here. This is not about how long you have been in church. This is about what God is going to do in your life through his anointing. It's not about how much knowledge you have. It's about what Almighty God will do through his spirit. For ye have walked in the natural. And you have tried to do so much in the natural. But as my anointing comes upon you, you will see the supernatural at work. In the name of Jesus. Let's lift our hands to the Lord now. Let's begin to worship him. Amen. God's anointing is falling upon you. God's anointing is falling upon this congregation. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Shandarama. God's spirit will come upon you, and then God's spirit will begin to speak through you. Open up your mouth and speak the words of the Lord.
One, two,
Speak words in tongues. Speak words of life. Shandaya la rabako shanda rabaya. Yala la 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 ma shanda yala baba. Yala la 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 maya. Amen. God will cause you to do things that you have not done before for His glory. Shala rabako shanda raba. Shida la 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 ma shanda rakia raba baba. Leya la la raba ko shanda raba ya la rama ya. Henda ya raba ko sharaba. Maya la 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 mashanda la 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 makata la baba. Ya la 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 raba ko shaya la 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 ba. Shinda ya la 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 makaya la baba. You are a priest unto God. You are a prophet unto God. Amen. You are anointed with kingly authority. Yes, let the weak say I'm strong. Yes, let the poor say I am rich. Prophesy victory. Prophesy victory. Prophesy victory.
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might.
God's Spirit will make you a better person.
I'm filled with your glory. Holy, holy. Hosanna in
the
highest. Hosanna, Hosanna. your glory. Yes, you're holy, holy Lord. Holy, holy, holy Lord. God of power and might. Heaven and earth are filled with your glory. We sing Hosanna,
Hosanna in the high.